Happy Friday, Heapsters. Quick announcement before we get into today's song, The Wizard from Celebration. Wanted to let you know that today is a very special day. It is May 26th. That is release day for BMG Music, giving you two more individual picture discs. One from the Everyday Rocks box set, now being sold individually, is Wonderworld. And the other is continuing on in the series beyond the box set. You're getting High and Mighty. The link is going to be on the website, scotthaskin.com. Click the Uriah Heep podcast link, scroll down just a wee bit, and it'll be right there. You'll see the pictures of the picture discs, and also there's the link that will take you to the Uriah Heep website, or you could just go directly to the Uriah Heep website, uriah-heep.com, that amazing site that is run by Dave White, our good friend here on the podcast. Really awesome guy, too. You will get right to the website, and then you just go on to the official store link at the top, and that will take you to all of the currently available picture discs. With the inclusion of these two, we'll have a total of Wonderworld, High and Mighty, Return to Fantasy, Sweet Freedom, Very Heavy, Very Humble, Salisbury, Demons and Wizards, and The Magician's Birthday. So that's almost all of the Everyday Rocks box set. And then the two beyond Return to Fantasy and High and Mighty available for you for individual purchase. I still recommend the actual box set if you're looking to get all of them. It's a great value with all the t-shirts and then the, you know, the album. And I got to tell you guys, these vinyls, they're amazing. The artwork is just gorgeous. They're nice and thick, very high quality, just beautiful and well worth the purchase. And, you know, they're just all right there available for you. So grab them while you can. I don't know what they're all listed as limited picture discs. So I don't know what the quantities are that are going to be available around the world, but I would say if you want one, get them before they're gone. Always your best bet when anything's released in limited quantity. And now on to today's show. Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently. And as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I am your host, Scott Haskin, and happy Friday to all of you guys out there, ending our week on an incredible song. Interestingly, this song did not appear on Totally Driven. It also did not appear on Live in 73. The only time I have reviewed this song was way back January 4th of 2021 when I started season 4, Demons and Wizards. This is the opening track. I'm kind of surprised it wasn't on Live in 73, but maybe it hadn't hit its stride yet. I don't know. It's, that's interesting. Of course, it could have been one of the ones that they just chose not to put on the album. I'm sure the show was longer than what the album had. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they did include all the songs, but it's not uncommon for a song or two to not have enough room to be squeezed in somewhere without sacrificing something else. So in any case, The Wizard, here it is from Celebration. I love the rattle of that string that you can hear. I've always just been amazed how fluidly this riff is played. And again, I'm not a guitarist, so this might actually be a much simpler thing than I think it is. It sounds rather complicated to me, especially to pull it off with such clarity. But, you know, it's not an instrument I understand the way to play enough to be able to judge that. I'll just say I love the way it sounds, and Mick played it very nicely here.
Chance to meet him one night wandering. He told me tales and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feeling fine.
It's an interesting addition with the keyboards. And we talked about this on another song too. Was it Lady in Black? It might have been Lady in Black. You know, there's no keyboards on the original, so Phil had to write a part for this. And I like that he's coming in before the drums do and giving us a little bit of a different flavor about halfway in. That's pretty neat. And I like what he's playing. It feels good with the song. It's shocking because, again, like, this is a song that I've been listening to for 30 plus years. So there's a certain, you know, regimen that the song has, and anything that falls outside of that is going to seem a little bit different or awkward. But I do think that while it's weird to have something in that position, I think it sounds really good. I mean, what's he going to do? Just stand there and look at the crowd? That doesn't make any sense. And I think it's a little faster too, which might also be throwing me off a touch, but I like it. I like Bernie's voice. He's not using that harsher distortion that he's got. He's actually singing a little more smoothly here, and it works. Really like what the organ's playing, and also Trevor. You know, Trevor's doing that you know, playful bass line that we love from Uriah Heep so often, and I like that right now, at least. Who knows where the song will go. But right now, Russell's being a good foundation for what he needs to play for the song to keep everyone else in line.
To free the world of its fear and pain, and help the people to feel free again.
Mix-wise, I think the organ to guitar ratio is a little bit organ heavy. Phil's got such a powerful sound, and Mick playing, you know, the more acoustic sound. So the acoustic guitar should be cutting through the organ a little bit more than it is, I think. Apart from that, it's a pretty close balance, but the bass is coming through. We can hear the drums, vocals with clarity. It's not a bad mix. That was nice. Interesting direction of pitches from Bernie. I kind of feel like it didn't have the strength it could have, just because he was going down in pitch and energy a little bit instead of up and powerful. That was a little weird for me, but not bad. But I think it lost a little momentum there for me. Yeah, I'm not sure that drop off in the drums and going to the kick really worked for me either. They tried that already on this album, and it didn't really work. I think it was in What's Stealing when they were doing the stops. The thing about a decision like that is that the momentum of the song stops. So there has to be a good reason for it. Even if it just slows down when all of a sudden the snare drum isn't there and you're just playing a kick, or all of a sudden the bass guitar drops down to just root notes instead of the meandering it was playing before. You know, little things like that make a huge impact in the song. And it might not be something, most of the time it should be something that you notice, but sometimes it'll be something that you just feel, which is even worse, because then you don't know what you don't like or what just happened. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this for the recording. Again, I would say it might translate well live on stage. But for this, yeah, I'm not a fan of that particular decision.
To show me the way.
Yeah, this definitely has more a feel of something that you would do on stage. As a singer, when I used to sing songs, I never had I guess I was always feeling a little bit inhibited and lacking confidence. I never trained as a vocalist or anything. And a lot of times it was hard for me to stay on pitch just because of it. But I could never do this kind of part. Like, this is the thing I really admire about singers who are good and can just really get into a song and feel the moment and say what comes into their mind. Whereas I was not somebody who could do that kind of thing. So I like a song that can do that. But on recording, I don't think it works as much as it would on stage. Again, I have to say, the circumstance, I don't know why this album was recorded. So I know why Totally Driven was recorded. I don't know why this one was, but, it does kind of, it is kind of interesting that they would do another recording of their older songs when they've already done that. The concept might be the same. We're getting ready to go on tour. Let's get a snapshot of what we sound like with this current incarnation of the band. It could be as simple as that, but somebody has to bankroll that. So there had to be some kind of strategy. Maybe Totally Driven took off and they're like, hey, we could do this again and probably at least make our money back. And I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the record company because they're the ones that that make those decisions. So I don't know. It's interesting that they did a second album of re-recording their own stuff. Been pretty happy with it. Couple things I haven't liked so far, but let's see where the rest of the Wizard goes. We've still got about half a minute.
Won't you sing with me?
Yeah, that was a nice ending. I thought that brought it back to the beginning full circle and it feels good. But I have to say the recording on the acoustic guitar is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's sharp, it's clear, but it doesn't stand out from being too clear from the rest of the instruments. Every note's picked up. You hear that buzzing on probably on the sixth string, I would imagine. But man, that guitar really sounds good. Yeah, for only the second version I've heard of it, other than seeing them perform it live, I would say it's pretty good. Doesn't hold up to the original for me, but that's irrelevant. Just as a version on its own, would I listen to this again? Maybe. Like if I'm listening to Celebration and it comes on, I wouldn't skip it, but I wouldn't be like, wow, I've really got to hear that version of the Wizard from Celebration. It just had a couple things I didn't like about it. Didn't really ruin the song, but it was just kind of okay for me. And again, that's fine. Doesn't matter. I've still got the original, you know, and when I see them live, hopefully I'll see them live again, before too much more time. As of right now, when I'm recording this at the end of March, no American dates have been added. Does look like Bernie and Mick are doing the, Legends, some kind of Legends tour. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it looks like they're doing that without the rest of the band. Russell's doing some gigs. Davey's doing some gigs. So I don't know. It's kind of weird right now that they've got an album that just recently came out and they're not doing any supporting shows, even in their own country or surrounding countries. They were playing a lot in Germany and stuff like that before. So yeah, I don't know. It's really kind of weird, but we'll see what happens. We're still dealing, I think, with a lot of post-pandemic issues and travel issues, and things are expensive, and there's fewer people to support it now because some companies had gone out of business. So maybe they're not able to get the deals or the connections or things that they need. Who knows? All I know is that as of now, nothing's been announced. So keep your eye out on that wonderful site that Dave White put together, uriah-heep.com. We'll show you the tour dates. You have access to all the albums and all kinds of stuff. Tons of information there. Go check it out. Thanks, Dave, for maintaining that site. You're doing an awesome job with it. And I hope that you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday, as we still have a few more songs to cover on this one before we're done. But have a great weekend. Do something great for yourself. Do something great for somebody else too. Cheers.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast.
If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!